We begin this Monday edition of our show with politics. Midterm elections are fewer than 60 days away, and early voting is even closer. This past week, our partner, Talk Business and Politics, joined with Hendricks College to poll Arkansas voters on several issues and candidates. Among the earliest findings, numbers indicate trouble for supporters of Issue 1. Issue 1 would, among other things, cap some legal awards and cede to the state legislature certain judicial procedural authority. This new poll puts likely voters in opposition to Issue 1 at 47%, those in favor, 25%, undecideds making up about 28% of the field. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked pollster Jay Barth of Hendricks College and political analyst Robert Kuhn with Impact Management Group about some of the poll results regarding issues that will be on the ballot, and perhaps some that won't. It was late last week, after all, when a Pulaski County Circuit Court ruling struck Issue 1 from consideration for now. The state Supreme Court is expected to examine the lower court's ruling, and that's where Roby started the conversation.
Basically, it's kicked the thing off the ballot, says it's unconstitutional. I guess my question to you is, and I'll come to Robert first on this, politically, do the for and against folks for Issue 1, do they continue advertising their message while this thing goes through the appeals process because of the window of time that is left to define this issue?
Absolutely, you have to. You have to pretend like it's going to happen and that people are going to vote on November the 6th. You have to expect that you're going to prevail on the lawsuit and be ready, because if you're not messaging and communicating your message, you can't wait around to see what the Supreme Court does.
Yeah. Jay, what do you see in the crosstabs on this issue that shows why only 25% are for this and 47% are against it, and still a pretty big undecided in there, 28.
Yeah. And there is a really big undecided. And I think the complexity of the issue, because it does have these different facets to it, which is, of course, the basis of the critique in the litigation, is leading to a lot of confusion, which means that it can be defined one way or the other, and whoever gets who does the advertising better can still win this thing. That said, there does seem to be some opposition that has really kind of locked in the second district. That's the part of the state where the negatives are the highest, and I think that's where some of the issues around separation of powers, corruption, some of those issues are probably most strong. And then with the Democratic base, the negativity has soaked in. And it's not getting the kind of lift from more conservative groups that you might anticipate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is, you know, you would expect Democrats to be largely against that issue one, but, you know, they're not getting a boost from Republicans. They're about evenly split in this survey. Independents are upside down in this survey, so that's problematic. You know, a lot of times these days you see independents siding more with Republicans. Here you have them more with Democrats. And then I think women are even about 10 points lower than men, which tells me that some of the emotional arguments that the anti-campaign are running about families and kids and older folks are kind of taking hold.
Yeah. And I do think that the corruption issue, the fact that the legislature would get more control over judicial rules, works really well with independents, who really are pretty cynical about both parties, and corruption really resonates with independents.
Nobody's cynical about both parties. Jay, what are you talking about here? I do want to point out to folks tuning in, too, just on party ID in our poll, we never wait on party ID. We always let the chips fall where they may, because somebody can change their mind about what their political affiliation is. 26.5% identified as Democrats in this poll, 38.5% Republican, 26% independent, 9% other. That's a big Republican number, but it would seem like Arkansans are making their bed with Republicans in terms of their party ID here in a pretty strong way in an environment where we're seeing nationally some of that is eroding.
Yeah, it is a Republican skew, a little more Republican skew than we've had in the last year or so. A few years back, it got that high. But I do feel a little better about the skew just because of how big the sample is. I mean, this is a 1,700 statewide sample. I think we'll have to, you know, watch down at the congressional district level, be more conscious of how party skews play there. Yeah. But I think at the statewide level,
surprised you to see so many people affiliating Republican?
Not really. I mean, I think it could be a little high. I mean, it's all based on what the environment is. I think you could probably see a little bit higher Democratic turnout around around the edges. But, you know, Arkansas obviously has been changing from a more Democratic state to a Republican state. You kind of had a period of time where a lot of people kind of took that intermediate step and said they were independent. You're starting to see people settle in a little bit more after some time and saying outright that they're Republican. So it's kind of a natural progression.
Issue two is the voter ID measure that was referred by the legislature to voters here. Basically requires identification to go to the polls and vote. Overwhelming support on that, 71% for, 21% against. There is no litigation to knock this off the ballot at this point in time. I think there's something on the law, but not on the amendment proposal. This one looks like a slam dunk, wouldn't you say, Robert?
I would. I thought the most interesting piece of this was it had support above 50% among African-American voters and above 50% with Latino voters. I kind of was a little puzzled by that. I think the only really place where you start to see a little bit of attrition is the older the voter gets, they kind of start to say no. It's still above 60, but it starts to fall with age. For me, I read that as this. A lot of the electorate's looking at it from a practical standpoint and saying, I've got one in my pocket, it's not a big deal, I can pull it out. I think a lot of the opposition to this issue is on principle, on maybe some of the things that are rooted in the past, Jim Crow laws and impediments to voting and things like that. But I think the majority of the electorate looks at it from a practical standpoint rather than a principled standpoint, and they say it's not a big deal.
Yeah, Jay?
Yeah, and there's not much, there's no litigation, as you know. There's also not much organized opposition, if any. So I think this one, you know, unless something truly bizarre happens in the coming months, I think we can probably say that Arkansas is about to put that in the Constitution, and therefore give the legislature more room to maneuver related to voter ID. This issue probably isn't going away. I mean, there'll probably be some litigation down the line if more stringent voter ID comes online.
Lastly, issue three, this is the term limits proposal. It does have litigation pending against it as well, so there is a chance it gets thrown off the ballot. But today, if it stays on, it passed with 2/3 vote. I don't think any of the three of us are surprised by that. In the culture of what we were seeing at the state capitol with the negative headlines coming out of elected officials being convicted and stepping down, this is a tough message for those that are opposed to term limits to fight. The legal challenge may be the only way to get this thing kicked off the ballot.
And interestingly, much like the last issue, I mean, the folks who are opposed to this, it seems more principled. And it does do worse with Democrats than with Republicans. Democrats who have historically been opposed to term limits. And so I think some people somewhat cynically thought, well, they were opposed because they had the power. Well, they're still more dubious, even though they don't have the power.
It may still benefit them, though, eventually.
It probably will benefit Democrats. And I think there is probably, I don't know of a better environment to run a term limits amendment in than the one we're in right now with the daily headlines.
Last word to you, Robert.
The campaign kind of runs itself based on what you read in the news, and the fact that Democrats are the lowest, you know, supporting group, even though they're above 50, is significant, I think. And a lot of people probably would think that it's about holding on to what we have and keeping control. But clearly, you know, the Republicans and independents are fine, you know, having term limits, even if it's the folks that they have in control making some changes on who those people are.
Robert Kuhn is a political analyst with Impact Management Group. Jay Barth is with Hendricks College. And they both talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, about the first numbers from a new Talk Business Hendricks College poll. More results will be revealed throughout the first part of this week, and you can find out more at talkbusiness.net. And as we approach the midterms, KUAF and NPR will begin a limited-run series called The Politics Show. The first episode can be heard Saturday at noon. Each hour will provide a deep dive into election news. Tune in to hear insights from NPR journalists as they travel across the country, talking with voters and officials to help us understand what's happening on the road to the midterms. The Politics Show begins Saturday at noon and will be heard each Saturday through the midterm elections on 91.3.